James and I, Dance Monkey, on International Women's Day. Good morning. It's a great week for her. She is the most streamed female on Spotify with that song for Dance Monkey. So congratulations to her. That's a pretty incredible thing.
Wow.
Well done to Cian DeCrow. The Cork man won Song of the Year for Heaven at the Choice Music Awards, which were on last night. So congratulations to him representing Cork as well. Unbelievable stuff. Up the Rebels and all that jazz. Yesterday, big announcement on the show. Red FM's Big Night Out.
And we're in for one hell of a night. Because, ladies and gentlemen, our next big night out is the incredible, the one, the only, Lyra.
How are you, girl?
I am delighted. Aww. I'm going to thank you guys. We're going to have some nights, I tell you that.
Oh, my
Absolutely.
God. And do you know what we're going to do? I think we're going to marry this because you're throwing an album out very soon, and this is your big Lyra album, titled Lyra.
You know what? I'm so, so good. I'm the best I've been in a very long time. I'm one happy woman, I tell you that for nothing.
Isn't that great?
You're doing Cork very proud. You're absolutely nailing it. The reports from your gigs lately have been just incredible.
Yeah, phenomenal, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you ripping up the stage at Cypress Avenue, and it's happening in April. We'll be giving away all the tickets for free right across Red FM, and we're going to pack the house for you.
Oh, good man. I'd probably have to get some juicy outfit for that.
Good on you, Lyra. Wait till you see what I'll be wearing. Hot Pants Central, 7:21. Lyra's coming to town. We're bringing her to Cypress Avenue. It's on the 17th of April. It's a Wednesday night. Yes, it's a school night. It's up to you to take Thursday off. But we're going to give you an amazing night on the town. Tickets for that can only be won here, and we're doing it really soon. Stay with us. We are creating a Cork Oscars bag. So on Monday morning, we're taking over Academy Street. Red FM will be there, Academy Street, because of the Academy Awards.
That's
ladies and gentlemen.
Isn't
your
it?
Way.
Yeah.
Great idea, Mark.
Well done,
well
Mark.
Well done, Mark. We love you, Mark.
So we're going to be there on Monday morning, just giving out little awards to listeners. Awards in the form of, you know, travel mugs and stickers and bits and bobs. Yeah. But one listener is going to get the Cork Oscars bag, which we're building this morning. Okay. What is the quintessential thing that should go into a Cork bag?
A copy of the Hollybow.
It's already on there.
Dang it.
Yeah, the Christmas
Anything
Hollybow's in there.
Anything you say, I bet you, is already on there. Come on, what else?
A Cork GA jersey.
Oh, that's not on there. We've got a Cork City FC
Jersey. Cork City FC, we need a jersey, by the way. Thank you very much. Likewise, Cork GAA. Thanks,
Melly. Okay, so Cork GAA jersey. Yeah, well
we
done.
Need a copy of Billa O'Connell singing Beautiful City.
Oh, Rory, well
You're
done.
Charming and pretty.
How would we get that into the bag, though? Just out of interest.
We sing it into the bag.
Oh,
hopefully the echo remains.
Right.
You open it up.
So first thing you're hit with when you open it. That would be incredible. So what we have a Frank and Walter's t-shirt or CD. We have some O'Flynn's gourmet sausages. We've got Barry's tea, Cork City FC jersey, Tripe and Drasheen.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, lads. I'm having none of it.
Oh, I don't know.
O'Connell's chocolate.
Yes.
We've got that very special
Hadji Bay. Turkish Delight.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it cool? He doesn't like it.
No. He's not right in the
it's
head.
It's so nice,
how do you
isn't
not
it?
Like it?
Oh, Turkish Delight. It's not my just not, I'm not a fan. I'm not. Does anyone agree with me? Turkish Delight, just not.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
I'm not having none of it.
Especially Hadji Bay.
No, I don't like it, Casey.
Oh, sorry. Oh, hello, Kelly. How are you? Sorry, I forgot you were there. All right, me and Kelly.
Doesn't like it either.
No,
Kelly?
I know.
I think it's lovely.
We've got Donkey's Gudge, which we will be sampling at 9 o'clock this morning. Yeah. Brusque from Shandon Streets. The Echo, a Pure Cork t-shirt, Beamish, Spice Bag, Tatoes, Bandon Butter and Murphy Stout somehow make its way into this bag. This is going to be the best bag you'll ever win in your life.
It will be
incredible. Academy Street, Monday morning, somebody is getting that. If you want to add to it, 086 8104 106. Victoria?
Yeah. We've got a few more bits coming in. Did we say spice beef, lads?
We did. Yeah.
Okay. I love a bit of spice beef.
Kilty Black Pudding.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
A Night at Fota Hotel and Casey's Potato Pie.
Oh, yeah.
Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It's Red FM Breakfast with Casey, and there she is on International Ladies' Day, International Women's Day. Get it right, my man. It's Victoria Nichols, our International Woman of Mystery.
That's one way of describing Mia.
Somebody's saying you're very quiet this morning.
I'm not quiet.
She hasn't stopped talking since 4:30. We're hooking up with Shannon after 8 o'clock this morning. We're going live to LA. To bring you all of the action from the red carpet. As we were mentioning last night in LA was the Oscar Wilde party. And the Oscar Wilde party had Cillian Murphy, Pierce Brosnan, random, Samantha Mumba's there.
Yeah.
And Molly Shannon as well. To mention like dozens of other people that are involved in movies, be it at a production level or an actor level.
Mm-hmm.
But Shannon has just sent us a clip. She just met Cillian Murphy minutes ago. Was just chatting to him.
Okay.
So we'll bring you more of this across the morning. Now, yesterday I told you that a lock of Killian's hair is up for grabs.
Oh, yeah.
Remember we mentioned that? Yeah. Kelly said she'd pay. How much, Kelly, did you say?
I said I think it would be going for $5,000. I didn't say I'd pay.
No, okay, you said you'd... Okay, no, you did say you'd pay that, Kel.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. You definitely said that, Kel.
I don't have $5,000 to spend on someone's hair. So can't get my own hair done.
I hear ya.
So it's I hear ya.
Yeah.
Hey. Sorry. It's a lock of his hair from Peaky Blinders. Somebody who was working on wigs for the show had to take a sample, so they cut a lock, little length of it, kept it safe, and now on Oscars weekend they've put it up for grabs for $7,000. Someone will pay double that for it.
Do you think so?
Shannon said it to Cillian and asked him.
What did he say?
He had no idea this
cringe.
Was going on.
Do you know there's a chunk of your hair for sale for $7,000?
Nope.
Straight off the set from Peaky Blinders.
Right. Sounds a bit expensive.
Yeah.
You would be slightly freaked out if somebody just said that to you, wouldn't you?
Oh, completely. You can hear the...
Right. Okay.
Yep. Not sure. Anyway, that's there if anyone wants to put a bid on it. 7:30 now. Hang on. Song.
Red FM Sunrise and Sunset Update.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Rory's over there.
Hello.
Producer extraordinaire on International Women's Day. Victoria Nichols, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Shining the little light on Vic this morning.
Hello, Vic.
I'm a lady.
Sorry, I had to go to the loo.
Did you?
Yeah.
The lady loo.
Yeah, the lady loo.
International Women's Day. We've got a lot coming up this hour to celebrate all that's great. And on behalf of me, a big burly man, and Rory, a big burly man.
Burly man.
We would like to thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
Day in, day out. This day, every day is International Women's Day.
Correct.
And to my three international women at home.
Oh. And Rory's three international women at home.
Yeah. Good morning,
I'm
ladies.
The only one that doesn't have any women at home apart from me.
Do you want to borrow some? I'll give you money.
Take them away. All right, massive weekend. There's so much going on in Cork, but there is a light focused on a man from Douglas who is, it's the biggest night of his life, really, and we wish Cillian nothing but the best. Let's go. Live to LA, Shannon Keenan is at the Oscars, Red FM's entertainment reporter. Shannon, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good.
You sound healthy for someone who's just fallen out of a pre-Oscars party.
I mean, I'm healthy for now, but I can't guarantee I'm going to be healthy towards the end of the night, though. Yeah, anything can happen.
Now, what was going on last night? First of all, congratulations on drawing the short straw. I'm sure it was a real pain in the backside to, oh my God, I have to go to the Oscars and cover the whole thing. It's a disaster. So thanks for going on behalf of Red FM. I really appreciate it. But secondly, how was the party last night? Tell us about that. What is the pre-Oscars party?
So the Oscar Wilde party, that's where all of the Irish stars rock up to the red carpet and we waffle the ears off them. So you'll never guess who was on the red carpet.
Would there be a small fella from Cork by any chance?
Yeah, Cillian Murphy. He was actually the first person to come on the red carpet.
Okay, so he turned up nice and early. Okay, what was he wearing? Was he in a lovely red dress? What has he got on?
No, he was just in a suit. He was really casual. And I got to ask him a few questions. He actually arrived with his son. His son was on the airplane with him. So I have a feeling he might rock up to the Oscars red carpet with his son.
Okay.
I asked him, is he proud of his son because he's an upcoming actor?
I just need my advice. Yeah, he's well able. I'm very, very proud of him. You know, he's a great, great actor, so very proud of him.
What would it mean to be the first Irish male to win an Oscar?
I haven't really thought about that, to be honest with you. I just want to go in and have a good time this weekend.
Yeah, watch this space, because Micro Murphy is an absolute future star.
Absolutely,
he really
is fantastic. Yeah.
Now, the one thing that Victoria was really excited about, Shannon, is you have had full blown access to the bag.
No,
let's be very careful about this. This is a very special
bag. The gift bag. The Oscars gift bag.
Yeah.
What is in it, Shannon?
I nearly lost the rag when I walked into the room and I seen everything laid out. I was like, I was like, can I stay calm? Stay calm.
I'd be the same, Shannon.
So this bag is 178,000 euro, like.
Oh my.
Shannon, can I tell you that on our notes here, we had 78,000 written and you know. Just... Vic's going to fall on the ground. 178,000. What the hell is in there? Is there a new car in there?
So there's a trip to the Swiss Alps. That's 50K. The celebs can bring 9 of their pals. There's also a trip to the Caribbean in there for 25K.
Yeah.
Of course, there's like face cream. There's designer handbags, shoes. There's a cooker.
Oh my goodness.
A cooker.
A cooker, yeah.
You get a new cooker for your kitchen. That's random.
Some of the stuff was a bit random now. For-
yeah, I presume there's a voucher for Hillbilly's chicken hut here in Cork, is there?
Tell me there's a pack of potatoes in there, Shannon.
Yeah, there has to be. Yeah.
I'm actually sad to admit that there was nothing Irish in it this year. That's what the guy said to me. He was like, Jeannie Mackey's are here and I actually have nothing Irish in it this year. And I was like, no. That's terrible. I said, you should put me in it. Okay.
Exactly.
And I'll be Irish.
Now, Shannon, you have been canoodling with the stars over there. You know ear to the ground stuff. You have information before we'll ever hear it. What is the general vibe about Killian winning on Sunday? Is it a shoe-in or is it still a little bit uncertain that this could go to someone else?
No, like people are like 100% certain that he's going to win. There's like no doubt in anyone's mind. So I'm feeling like if you want to be a bit lucky and you're thinking of throwing a few quid on it, I think now is the time to do it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I don't think the odds are too good though, are they? To win money on it.
Oh,
I think
I'd
he would
say
be
so, yeah.
He'd be a very hot favourite.
He is the hot favourite, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he'll take it all in his stride. So tell us about the night of the Oscars itself. Where are you going to be located on Sunday night?
Oh, Jeannie Mac, I couldn't tell you. I'm taking it day by day, guys. Yeah. I can't.
She's hitchhiking.
I can't look that far in advance. Like, to go to the Oscar Wilde party tonight, I had 30 minutes to do a Stars in Their Eyes transformation. It's been go, go, go. I've had 4 hours sleep since I've got here. But we are in the Wilshire Boulevard Hotel.
Okay.
That's where the Oscars is going to be held.
You've got the best job in the world, you know that?
Yeah.
I really do, don't I?
Yeah.
I really do.
Listen, Shannon, it's lovely to talk to you. Shannon Keenan is Red FM's entertainment reporter. She is with the stars. She's in LA. She's our lady on the ground. We will be tapping into you over the weekend. And we'll be back on Monday morning to talk to you when you will definitely not sound like this. And that's for sure. You will not be as fresh sounding as you are at the moment. Listen, lovely to talk to you. Thanks for the update, okay?
Thanks a million. Go on, good luck.
Bye.
Take care. Good luck. We wish you well. Becky Hill, Sagala, Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It's absolutely hilarious that this lock of hair belonging to Killian from Peaky Blinders is up for grabs. Somebody is selling it for $7,000.
How would you feel if that was your hair?
I don't have any hair.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot.
Actually, maybe I should buy it. I can fill a patch or two. So Shannon, a few hours ago, Shannon met Killian and just said to him, listen, the whole hair thing.
Do you know there's a chunk of your hair for sale for $7,000?
Nope.
Straight off the set from Peaky Blinders.
Right. Sounds a bit expensive.
He's like, who the hell is selling me here?
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Laura Buckley, how's the form?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. Happy International Women's Day, Laura.
Thank you.
Are you doing anything special for it? Anything planned this evening or over the weekend?
No, I'm just busy now with the children.
Okay, yes.
Oh, I hear you.
Busy mum. How many kids have we got?
Three.
Okay. Do you want to give them a shout out? Yeah. You better say hello to them now or they'll be troubled.
I will. Hello to Elena, Donica and Tig.
Oh, beautiful names. And
thanks.
Who's your favourite, Laura? Who's your favourite?
On the day it is, we'll say Elena today, okay?
See, it's okay. On the day, yeah. I love it. Okay, so all of the questions today for International Women's Day all have a female theme to them. I want you to, if you get stuck, just take a guess. But if you get this correct, 10 out of 10, It's an International Women's Day. €1,000 going your way.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Laura, what singer is married to Jay-Z?
Beyonce.
Who was the first female president of Ireland?
Mary Robinson.
Who reads the news on Red FM every morning?
Kelly Murphy.
Question 4. Who hosts RTE's Sunday game?
Jackie Hurley.
Question number 5. What ice-themed show does Holly Willoughby present on TV?
Dancing on Ice.
Question number 6. Who was the first female Prime Minister of the UK?
First female Prime Minister
the
of the UK.
The lady is not for turning. First female Prime Minister of the UK.
Margaret Thatcher.
Question number 7. Who wrote Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You? He passed away a few years ago.
Prince.
Question number 8. Who was the most awarded female in GAA?
Rena Buckley.
Who will play Cork's big Red FM's Big Night Out? We announced her yesterday. Quickly.
So close.
The lady that will perform at Red FM's Big Night Out is Lyra.
Yeah,
you might not have heard that now. We just announced it yesterday,
sorry. That's okay.
Oh my God, you were doing so
well. You did so well.
Beyonce, Mary Robinson, Kelly Murphy, Jackie Hurley, Dancing on Ice, Margaret Thatcher, Prince, burned up a bit of time. Rena Buckley, the most awarded female in GAA. I think she's the most awarded person in GAA. With all of her All-Ireland medals. And Lyra's the answer to number 9. Had we got to number 9, would you have known this answer? What Cork sports star is in statue form in Cove?
In statue form in Cove.
Would you have known?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Sonia O'Sullivan. Yeah, Sonia.
Oh, I should have known that.
Yeah. That was a good round, though, Laura.
Hey, listen, that was brilliant. It's international. As it's International Women's Day today, I think we need to get some mugs to
absolutely
the family. What
do
you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, okay. Call in for them anytime.
Thank you.
We'll get you sorted. And we got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors on its way to you. Have a beautiful weekend.
Thanks a million, you too.
Take it easy.
Laura. Thank you.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now, stream Ferrari starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz with a Now Cinema membership.
Connection. It's at the heart of everything we do. Nobody
on the day that I die. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It's Friday morning. It's 8:30. So on Monday morning, after the Academy Awards, we're taking over Academy Street. We'll be there with the Red Patrollers, giving out loads of goodies, awarding you just for being a legend, basically. But what we're trying to build here at the moment is a Cork Oscars bag. And what would go into it? Your suggestions have been flying into us right across the morning. We have everything so far. This is the Oscars, the Cork Oscars bag equivalent. Won't be worth €170,000, unfortunately.
Well, not in monetary value.
But just in you know, sentimental value. We've everything from O'Flynn's gourmet sausages to a Frank and Walter CD and T-shirt, Barry's tea, Cork City FC jersey, Hairy Baby jerseys and T-shirts, O'Connell's chocolate, that Turkish delight you love,
Hadji Bey.
Hadji Bey.
Gorgeous.
We've got a Christmas version of the Collybow because they don't make it in March. We have West Cork whiskey, ladies Cork GA jerseys. We have Tanora, a brusque from Shandon Streets, which is a bag of
Shandon sweets.
Shandon sweets, little treats and broken sweets.
Well, we only found that out this morning.
It's a new thing to me.
Yeah.
Donkey's Gudge, the Echo on the day that Killian picks up the award.
Yeah.
So many more. Add to that, please. Are we missing anything? 0868 104 106. What is going into the Cork Oscars bag? The most important stuff now, all right? No messing.
Red FM weather.
With Casey. That's the sport with Simply Suits.
Come on, Ireland.
Yeah. Lads, I can't believe we missed this out.
For the bag?
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Brendan just messaged in, and this is such an obvious one, and we didn't have it on the list. Roy Keane stuff.
What is Roy Keane stuff?
Just anything to do with Roy Keane.
Does he have his own socks and jocks range?
I would imagine so. If he does, I want a pair.
Pull them up.
At the end of the day, they're just jocks. They're done their job.
Oh my God. Someone, it's a great,
Brendan,
great suggestion
fair
here.
Fair play to you.
We need a CD copy of...
Hey!
In you go. What's a CD, you say? I know. Yeah, everything from Clonakilty, Black Pudding. Jason O'Gorman print.
Yeah. Yeah.
Superb suggestion. Lennox's chipper voucher, a night in photo hotel. Roy Keane stuff. Now, this is the
just
thing.
Just anything.
Anything at all.
If anybody does actually own a pair of socks with Roy Keane's face on the side, can you take a picture and send
and
them
if
in?
Not, let's create them and sell them. That's a that's a money-making business right there.
Yes, it is.
Back to the Oscars very briefly before we go on to the cash machine. This is absolutely brilliant. So Shannon's over there taking care of business. She met Pierce Brosnan earlier this morning, had a great chat with Pierce about Killian becoming the new James Bond or whatever, and he gave his blessing. But then Pierce moved along to talk to some American reporters, okay? And the American reporters, you can't really hear what they say, but she breaks big news to Pierce Brosnan on the red carpet that Killian Murphy's actually here. And this is when you hear Pierce's reaction.
And Killian Murphy's here.
Oh, really? Killian is here? Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, look at you.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
He's being sarcastic.
Ever so slightly, yeah. Johnny boy, how are you?
Not too bad on yourself.
I'm not too bad.
All right, John.
John, you're putting in a shift in Toker this morning. What are you up to?
I work in Cork Plumbing there in the office. Trying to babysit about 10 plumbers.
Okay, babysit how many plumbers?
About 10, lads.
Hey!
What are they like to babysit? Have you to go... going over with the...
I like two-year-old twins and they're easier. That's what I'm
do you have to go over with wet wipes and go, you got a bit of chocolate on your lips there and give him a little rub and everything?
Yeah.
Let's hear John's message from this morning. We were asking you about your mammyisms.
If we were acting the maggot growing up, you'd get a clip around the ear. And as we got older, we thought this would stop. However, she would always say, you're tall, but you're not tall enough for a slap. And by God, would you get it into the back of the head? To this day, I still duck if somebody moves their hands too fast.
John, you're still suffering a bit of trauma.
Oh, so good.
PTSD, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
On International Women's Day, tell us about the women in your life at the moment.
Well, I have my mother, obviously, and then I have a partner as well. I have a mother of three kids as well, and I have a couple of sisters as well.
Lots of women.
All very good to me, we have a good family.
Yeah, brilliant. That's the important stuff. Well, listen, €300 voucher for Neville's Jeweller for you to go and get the ladies in your life something nice out of Neville's. That's on its way to you. Thanks so many for listening, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, John.
Good luck to you. All right. That's John working in Toker this morning. Neville Jewellers are celebrating extraordinary women in your life on Mother's Day weekend and International Women's Day. Neville'sJewellers.ie will get you more. They have 5 branches across Cork. A family tradition here in Cork since 1971. Thanks to everyone who went to the trouble of sending in your messages. We were absolutely howling at them all week. And mothers and mammies all over Cork, I want you to have an amazing weekend. We love our mothers. We love our mammies. And if you're lucky enough to have your mums in your life, we're talking the mums in heaven, the step mums, the not yet mums, the should be mums, the adoptive mums and the birth mums, the foster mums, the surrogate mums, the fur baby mums. Gotta do a shout out for the fur baby mums. Auntie mams and dads who are mums and the grandmothers and the godmothers. We send our love to each and every one of you for all the amazing things that you do.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now, an unmissable, outrageous true story. Stream Mary and George with Now.
It is International Women's Day as well today. Our shout out for all our ladies. You said there was a really nice thing that Ronaldo put up.
Yeah, I came across this and you know me, I love anything about mothers, women, all the rest of it, but I just thought this was so sweet. He was footballer Ronaldo was once asked by a reporter why his mother still lives with him. This was his answer. My mother reared me by sacrificing her life for me. She went to bed hungry to feed me. We had no money. She worked 7 days a week and worked nights as a cleaner to buy me my first pair of football boots so that I could play. My whole success is dedicated to her. And as long as she lives, she'll always have everything that I can give her. She is my sanctuary and my greatest gift.
Wow. Lovely.
Isn't it?
Yeah, she gave everything for him.
Absolutely. And if you ever hear him and see him talking about his mum, it's just nothing but love. But, you know, I just thought that was really, really nice.
Lovely. Have a glorious International Women's Day. We'll leave you a little montage of what it's all about.
I wanted to show all girls that their value and potential is infinite.
We clear a woman's way. We don't
fear of the day she steps into the light because we are with her.
Because we are with her every step of that fight.
Women have a special opportunity to live the revolution.
You have to stop asking for permission.
You have to stop.
You have to stop.
To stop.
To stop asking for permission.
Women will have achieved true equality when men share with them the responsibility
of bringing up the next generation.
Doubt and dreams can't ride together. Each will take down the other.
It is said that girls with dreams become women with vision.
Because it isn't enough to simply talk about equality.
Let us work at it together, starting now.
That's the history of the world. His story is told. Hers isn't. I feel that has to change, and women are going to have to change it.
Dream with ambition, lead with conviction, and see yourselves in a way that others may not, simply because they've never seen it before. But know that we will applaud you every step of the way.
Historically, women have had to speak louder to have their voices heard. Only 6 countries give women equal legal work rights as men.
The words we say and the actions we take today can make a difference for her tomorrow. Share her voice and amplify it around the world.
There you go. Happy International Women's Day, everybody. Cork's Good Times, Red FM morning.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
Shout out to everyone celebrating International Women's Day today. Today is your very special day. We got a lovely montage to bring you a little bit later
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
Hey, it's 7:45 of a Friday as we go into an absolutely bonkers weekend.
There's so much on this weekend, isn't there?
I think it's the biggest weekend of the year, I think, for just loads of stuff. Yeah. But particularly for a fella from out the road in Douglas. Really looking forward to it. So, 8:10 this morning, we're going to LA. Shannon's over there. Red FM's entertainment reporter. She will bring us all of the action.
Yeah.
But just to get you up to date of everything that's going on, Pierce Brosnan has received an award last night.
Yeah.
And this was the award for the Oscar Wilde Award.
Yeah.
And it's just an award to go, listen, this is what you've done for your country.
You're a legend,
this
basically.
Is what, it should is say, it, you're a legend written on it. and he deserves it so much.
Hey, Pierce. You're being honoured here tonight. How does that feel?
It feels wonderful. I am absolutely present and ready to receive the Oscar Wilde Award, but more importantly, to kind of celebrate the collaboration and the kind of unity and the kinship between Ireland and America and great artists and the future of our young men and women who will hopefully benefit from an evening like tonight at universities around the world.
Is it just me now, or is Pierce kind of leaning into the Irishness a little bit? Like when he talks to Irish reporters, he goes a little bit more
diddly. Oh,
I think so. I'm hearing, but he still is. He's got such a gorgeous accent.
Yeah, he has.
He was talking about Killian's prospects of becoming James Bond, right?
Killian Murphy is rumoured to be James Bond. Do you think he's up for the job?
100% up for the job. He's a magnificent actor. His work in Oppenheimer was transcendent. He just has a way and a look of life and an alchemy of being the man he is and the artist he is.
And what advice would you give him stepping into that role?
He needs no advice. He knows what to do.
Yeah.
He's right.
Do you have a favourite James Bond movie that he did? He is James Bond.
Okay, what did he do? Which James Bonds did he do?
Oh, God, he was in so many.
Was he?
Come call me on the hop now.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, listen, it's okay.
I am a huge fan of Pierce Brosnan, but I'll tell you who else I'm a huge fan of in the James Bond role, and that's Sean Connery.
Yeah. He did GoldenEye and Die Another Day, and Tomorrow Never Dies. So they're the...
they're just class, aren't they?
And the world is not enough.
Oh, yeah.
For me, he's the ultimate Bond because he's got the looks.
He does.
It's the cheesy lines and it's the cheesy villains.
It's that raised eyebrow. He does the raised eyebrow really well.
Come to bed, Nula.
Yeah. No, he does. He has it all.
He's
a class act. There's a few actors in this world that just carry it really well,
aren't they?
They
can do anything, yeah.
And he's one of them.
This is great. So while Shannon was talking to Pierce Brosnan a few hours ago, Pierce moves along and is talking to an American reporter.
Right.
Okay, and the American reporter gets all excited to break some big news to Pierce. Big news.
And Cillian Murphy's here. It's going to be a great
weekend. Oh, really? Cillian is here?
Yeah,
oh, I had no idea.
Yeah,
it's
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
look at you.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not getting the sarcasm, is she?
Just not.
Just not getting it.
Yeah, yeah. She turns to Pierce and goes, you know that Cillian's here?
No way.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream all the action from Indian Wells with a Now Sports membership.
Get super spring deals at Harvey Norman with bonus Harvey Norman.